Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I am your host, as always, Jenny, and I am joined by the fabulous Sean from Upper Level Home Renovations.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Good. I am also good.
You were also good. Well, just, I mean, heads up, this is a two-way convo. It's a communicative process here. So just, you know, shout out the answers when you know them. So just shout it right out. Yeah.
What if I don't know the answers?
Well, make them up. You know, it's just like high school. You know, answer is always C, right?
High school. Yes.
First off the bat, let's discuss your hat. So people who are watching the show, that's the first thing you're going to see right off the bat is the hat, not the shirt, but the hat. And the hat is fabulous. And a hat has your logo on it.
It does.
Yeah.
It's yellow.
And it's yellow. Yeah. And what shade of yellow would you say exactly that is?
My favorite color, yellow?
Okay. Yeah. It's
an orange. It's probably an orange.
It's an orange. Orange-ish. Yellow. Orange-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
a buttery kind of. Yeah. Yeah. And your shirt
it's bright
is
yellow.
Your shirt is fabulous. Your shirt is fabulous.
It is my traveling shirt.
Yep. That's the one you wear on the plane?
When I'm allowed to anyway. This is my traveling shirt now.
When you're allowed to wear the shirt or when you're allowed to travel?
When I'm allowed to travel.
DUIs.
No, you know, the old government issued mandates.
Yeah. Good Lord. How's that been? Okay, so let's let everybody know, first of all, off the bat, you have your own business. Upper Level, God, it's a mouthful. Upper Level Home Renovations. Right?
There you go. Okay. I thought it didn't take the whole hour. Got it.
And you do, tell the people what you do. You'll probably tell it better than I do.
As of right now, I basically do siding, soffit, fascia, and trough, and some decks is what I've kind of narrowed it down to. I was doing windows, I was doing doors, I do all that stuff, but now that I'm on my own and by myself, I find just doing siding and soffit kind of easy and fun.
Nice. And how long have you been doing that?
About the siding aspect, about 10, 11, 12 years now, give or take.
Yep. And you enjoy it?
I guess. I mean, yeah, I'm good at it, so I'm stuck with it. Yeah. You know, it's, I could be doing other things, I guess, but I'm not. So yeah, I enjoy it. It's good times.
So you and I have formed a lovely little friendship over the last little while via social media and Instagram and TikTok. And your TikTok is hilarious. You're also, so your handle on social media is The Bearded Cider.
Yes.
Okay. And you also have a TikTok of said same name, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So everybody should go and follow that if you haven't seen your videos. Hilarious, funny as fuck. The way you put together a video sometimes, I'm like, where is this going? And then the punchline hits and I'm like, yep, that's Sean.
Very random. I am a very random person.
Which I love.
You just never know what's gonna happen. I work alone, so I gotta pass the time and figure out ways to do something other than work.
Yeah. And TikTok is TikTok has been an outlet for you, which is great.
It has.
And it's kind of been that way, I think, for a lot of people, like over the last little while, especially with this, you know, winding up and winding down of the pandemic. As you said, your business has changed and, you know, you're on your own now and doing your own thing. And how have you kind of navigated that with Because all your stuff is outdoors, so it's not like you haven't had the restrictions of being indoors, so to speak, but all your work is outdoors. But how has that changed for you?
Well, other than getting some material, it's been pretty simple. You know, the first lockdown, obviously everyone got shut down and we couldn't really work because I wasn't essential enough. Yeah, other than that, nothing's really changed. If anything, it's picked up because no one was going on vacations. So they True. Needed a way to spend their money. And, you know, I was that guy sometimes.
What better way to spend your cash than side your house?
Exactly, right? Like, hey. And then now the problem is some people wouldn't get the fun colors that they wanted every once in a while, but you know, we were still able to help it out and do some things for them.
Now, do you do bright green siding? Is that
No, I don't know if there's many bright greens. I've done eggplant.
Oh.
Easy now.
Let's not bring that up.
I've done a couple.
This is a good Christian show, Sean.
Oh, sorry. I did purple.
I meet my guests at church, okay? So
you didn't meet in church.
We did not meet in church. No, we did not. Actually, I think our first interaction was the sticker swap.
Yes.
Was that it? Yeah, that was a while ago.
My stickers.
I don't know how it came on my feed. I love that sticker. Maybe the Hollywood decks, I think, was probably by association is where we did the sticker
swap. If it wasn't Hollywood decks, it might have been Baxter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sean number two.
Yes. Yeah. The far down number two. But
you too, the way you go at it, hilarious. When we pulled that prank the other day on the Q&As and you had me post that and tag him, literally within 5 minutes, I got a text message, ... Was it Sean?
I guess I got to change things up. I'm getting too known for the same old, I guess.
So funny. And his wife, I love his wife too. She's so fun and she's so funny. And she's such a good sport with all the joking around too.
Well, anyone that puts up with guys like us are good sports.
Exactly. Ouch. So I will say that you and I are pretty... We take a dig at each other every now and then, and then we can give it as much as we take it, which I love. That's my favorite form of friendship and form of banter is, oh, yeah. You know, like just beating each other up verbally, basically.
No better way.
Shooting the shit. I mean, you know, just not taking any offense to anything. That's my preferred form of communication. And you feed right into that, which I love.
There's no better way than a good old fashioned beat down banter. You know, like I'm really good at making fun of people. some would say probably a little too good, but I've tamed down a little bit, I think. Don't ask my wife that, but.
And mostly at ourselves too. We're really good at making fun of ourselves, which is.
If you can't make fun of yourself, what do you got, right?
I know.
Life's short.
Life is way too short. Speaking of life being short, what did you do this past weekend?
That was not a whole lot of it. Anything, really. Prepped for this show, made sure my beard was looking good.
It is a stellar beard, I have to say. Big Thanks. Fan of the beards. Now, what is the beer etiquette? What is the beard, the taming of the beard, the taking care of the beard? What is the beard regime, if you will?
For me, not a whole lot. I've just recently found out that you can put product in it. So, you know, don't tell a barber that you use Head and Shoulders 2-in-1. they don't like that, apparently. You know, you got to do like soaps and moisturize it and all that fun stuff. Diesel fuel is not a proper way of moisturizing your beard.
You don't say, huh?
Weird.
Who did?
So, yeah, basically I put some oil in it in the morning and then I brush it. And that's about it for me. I don't do a whole lot more. When I want it to look really nice and fluffy, I do a light blow dry. Yep. And that's usually when I get my best looking beard.
Have you ever taken a straightening iron to it?
I would be lying if I said no.
Okay. And do you do the mustache as well, or do you just do the beard?
Basically just a beard. My mustache doesn't really like to stay.
Yeah.
It does sometimes, but like one side always just kind of goes lopsided.
Interessante. How long did it take you to grow that?
I'm actually probably at my max right now, which I don't think it will go much bigger, but I'm in around, I've never really been shaved. So it's just kind of been up and down over the past years. I think I had one clean shave in the past 17 years. And my wife's again. I haven't. Mind you, this is also too long for her, but now I'm just doing it on purpose to see if I can get a divorce out of her, but it's not working.
It's not working, eh? God, yeah. That's expensive though. I don't know. You might want to hang in a little while longer.
You have to trim it.
Yeah. I mean, at least hang on for another couple of years, stash some money away before you get to the divorce stage.
You gotta wait till the kids are 18, right? What? It's like another 10 years.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, I mean, they can get OSAP. You don't really need to pay for their education.
Right?
That'll be fine. Yeah. Right. So Mexico is where we'll see you then after? Is
that? Probably not Mexico, but somewhere along those lines.
Oh, right. You're not going to say on the show. Right. Makes sense.
No, definitely.
For sure. what are you drinking there? For anyone who's listening and watching, who's thinking, God, this is a really well put together episode. There's no plan for this show. We're just shooting the shit. So I hope you stick around. Wait, and
am I allowed to plan? Do that? Is that
yeah, you can the You're drinking the Nestle Tehe.
I've never tried alcohol. I'm an iced tea guy. So unfortunately it's iced tea and always Kirkland water.
Always Kirkland water. Is that the Costco water?
It is Costco water. It's the best water. It's the only water.
It's the best tap water around.
Exactly. Tap water.
You've never had alcohol ever in your life?
I have never tried alcohol. I've never tried drugs and I've never smoked a
Wow, I love it. That's amazing.
It's good and it's bad, right? I enjoy it.
Why is it bad? I don't think that's bad at all.
People don't seem to like it, at least growing up they didn't.
Kids are dicks. Kids are dicks. And when you're in high school and everyone wants to be cool, they think that's the only way to do it, right? So
it's true. I'm a designated driver all the time. Hang out with me. I'll drive you everywhere.
There you go. So you must have one vice. So you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do drugs. So you must fuck a lot. Right?
Yeah. For like 3 minutes.
I also don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I've had a drink. I'm not a big drinker. I'm not a drinker per se, but I have had alcohol. Yeah. Moonshine. Yeah. Got a little factory back in the back of the condo here. It's just, if you hear any noises, steam, whatever.
Crack the window.
Don't light that.
Oh boy. Not again.
So you were on a live earlier with a couple of also handsome dudes, and so talk about that, because you guys go live a lot. You Reno fellows.
We well, I wouldn't call them handsome. Maybe
well, you
maybe
wouldn't.
One of them.
You
but maybe one of them. The other two, I you know, definitely on the ugly scale. they know who they are.
They know.
Yeah, we try to go live every noon on Sunday and just kind of talk, shoot shit, have some fun.
Yeah.
This was the first time mine actually worked and I didn't get kicked off and or lose internet. So that was a plus, you know.
Because you live in the boonies, right? You live in the backwoods.
I just got the bad luck.
You got the bad luck. Out of all the friends, you got the bad luck.
I do. So, So the dog has a bag.
You got the dog in the background there? Oh.
Sorry. don't mind me. You know, just a dog walking around with something stuck to her foot.
Oh, God.
Okay, now she brought me her toy.
Is that the one? Oh, the purple unicorn she walks around with. Yeah, she's adorable. You sent me that picture of her. She's adorable.
Yeah, she is. She's a good dog.
She's a cutie. So what's oh, there she is in the background. So what's next or new for upper level home renovations?
Upper level.
It's a tongue twister for me. I don't know what it is. I supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, no problem. Upper level. I'm fucked.
What can I say? I'm good, right? Yeah, basically it's the same old siding and some more siding. And then the odd time I do a deck, and that's about it. I am a one man show. I do siding and TikToks. That's about it.
Are you going to stay a one man show, do you think, or having had both sides of the scale, working with people and then just working by yourself for yourself, what do you prefer? What is your ideal? What do you want to do?
Yeah, it was fun having a partner. I loved every minute of that. But as times change, things, you know, kind of happen. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm on my own, I've realized I've got to do a lot of work. The heavy lifting doesn't do itself. So it would be nice to have a helper, but it just doesn't happen. So I just kind of pick the jobs that I know I can do on my own. And kind of do all the good fun stuff and all the shitty stuff. So it is what it is, right?
So talk to us about siding, because I live in a condo, so I obviously have no need for it. But for people who are in houses and other dwellings, what's the benefit of siding as opposed to other materials? What's for the lay person, for the lay folk like myself?
I could side your inside of your house if you'd like, you know, give you the whole word of that. But it's cheap. That's the main thing. Vinyl siding is cheap. Yeah. It's quick. It's easy. Quick and easy for some people. I kind of take 3 or 4 weeks at someone's house because I like to max out what I can. I like to, you know, invite myself for dinner and lunches into their house.
Right. Makes sense.
You know,
times are tough.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, hey, I'll work here, work past dinner time and invite myself for dinner. It's basically a cheap, easy solution to an upgrade. It's not brick, you know, bricklayer. Mm-hmm.
Just general fucking around.
Just wing it. Just go with it.
Just fuckery.
It's a whole lot of I don't know. And I don't know.
can we talk about
I came prepared with this shirt, that was it.
I love the shirt. Like, I love the shirt. I know
this would be funny, but
why do you keep fucking with the light?
Because my beard seems so dark and lonely. It needs to be out there like
Why don't you move closer to the camera?
Can I do that?
It's not the equipment's fault, it's the user.
It's always the equipment. It's never me. I'm perfect.
You can see that's better. Now I can hear you better and see you better.
Ooh.
In all of the glorious beard like, and the only thing I see on your shirt is masturbation.
Just one. Yeah, let me sit like this a little bit. Masturbation. It's just not so weird.
Not a crap.
If you bring up your chest a little bit, we can have crappy masturbation.
Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Crappy masturbation is not a crime.
There we go. Right? See? Right.
My lovely Widowmaker Supply hoodie, which I live in. If you don't have a Widowmaker Supply hoodie, I don't know what you're fucking doing with your life. But anyways, why don't you have do you not have a merch line yet?
No, I'm not that far into being awesome.
You were all of the awesomeness.
I've got stickers coming soon.
Yay! Because you just changed your logo, which I love. It's the new, it's the bird, right?
Yeah. It's a flamingo.
That's a flamingo. It's a pretty fat flamingo.
I'm fat. Yes.
You're not fat.
I had this, you know, fun, you know,
That I love. It's a very lovely logo. Very nice.
But it's plain. It's boring. But mm-hmm. now that I've branded Bearded Cider.
Now that you've met me.
And I love flamingos. I just thought it was fitting that this should be a flamingo holding a hammer.
Yes, I do love it. I love it. And I love the color too. It's nice and bright. And yeah, so it definitely needs to be on a hat. And I, quite frankly, I think a pair of boxers, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
Yes.
Next just up, thong line.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure. Okay, let's play. We're gonna play. It's called Incoherent. Incoherent. I'm gonna hold up a card and you're gonna sound it out. And I guess you get like 3 tries or 4 tries, and then I'll tell you what the word is. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I will ever be.
Okay, great. Did you just fart?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Here we go.
Poop, herd, rife, fair. Wait, so these aren't actual words. Oh, man, you got me.
Yep.
Who heard a rifle?
Close. Close.
Yeah, yeah. You got me.
Okay, it's Uber driver.
Never would have got that.
Uber driver. Let's choose from the red pack. Oh, I mean, this is a good one for both of us.
You need more hoe in you or more rag? I'm never going to get any of these.
Just give it a whirl. This is we got to fill time here. One more time. Sound it out.
Homo reg. Sure.
It's actually home wrecker.
Homer. Oh, wow. Yeah. No, you haven't yet.
Yet, but you know, I'm determined. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. It's a fucking
joke. He's crying, guys.
It's a fucking joke. Single life hashtag. Okay, here we go. There we go. Oh, and he froze again. Okay, here we go.
There we go. Bend tub out on. Spend. You spent all my money. That's probably what you're getting.
That's probably correct. Hashtag e-trans.
Your wife owns it all. OnlyFans. Bend tub.
I do not.
I'm never going to get any.
You're not given. I get that question a lot if I have OnlyFans. Is it just a random question that people just ask always? I got the face. I got a face for OnlyFans? Pretty sure people don't look at faces on OnlyFans.
Some do. Some do.
All right. The face, like I look like I have OnlyFans?
Yeah. There you go. Ding. Light bulb.
Yeah, she looks trashy. She probably has OnlyFans.
Exactly. If I seen you walking down the street, I'd be like, hey, what's your OnlyFans?
Oh my gosh. Okay, one more go. Try it again.
Wait, what is it? Because I don't know it. I'm not gonna get any of these. Spend tub at all. Spendopical.
Yeah. Close. Say it faster.
Spendopital? I already forgot what I just said.
Spin the bottle.
Time in the tub all night.
Spin the bottle.
I'm never going to get any of that. Oh, you got Crazy Eight to go fish?
No, I don't have that because this is not a children's show. But okay, here we go. Would you rather only be able to eat things you find in a public trash can? Or spend all your free time as a religious picketer. I know which one.
I'll eat out of the trash can all day.
Yeah, all day. Okay, would you rather Go to the emergency room because you got a beer bottle stuck in your rectum. We'll talk about anal later. Or punch your significant other in the face for no reason.
All day. Punch her in the face. I've heard some bad stories about things in the butthole. And no, yeah. Sorry, wife, but...
You wouldn't put a beer bottle up your butt?
No.
For $100. For $100. If someone said, put this beer... I'll give you $100 if you put this beer bottle up your butt. You'd say no?
The neck? Or the whole thing?
Let's do the whole neck of the bottle. Not the bottom half, like the top. Just the top part. Enough that you could deep throat it. No.
Can it be like a soda bottle?
Sure. It could be a soda bottle. It could be for $100. For $100. Slut.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Dinner for the whole family. Plus tip.
Would you rather?
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese, guys.
Oh, this is cruel. I can't see that. Would you rather? No, I can't see that. Would you rather be responsible for a car accident where you live, but four of your closest friends and family die? Or always have visible sweat on your butt?
I'd take the visible sweat all day long.
Yeah, I don't even know why that's a... I don't know where that... Who made these cards?
That just seems horrible.
Just horrible.
Four people, two boot. Like, not even just one. Four.
Like, Who would be on your top four? Like, if you wanted to get rid of any family members, who would be... No, we're not going to do that? Okay. Would you rather stare and salivate uncontrollably every time you smell a fart? Or... have your partner write a review on their public blog every time you have sex.
What was the first one? Can you get through it without laughing is the question.
Okay, sorry. Probably not. Stare stare and salivate uncontrollably every time you smell a fart. Or have your partner write a review on the public blog every time you have sex.
Oh. I'm married now. That'd be only like once a year. So I'll go with option B.
Salivate uncontrollably when you smell a fart. Brutal.
Yeah, I love the fart though, right?
Ask me any question, Sean. Any question in the world. I put you through enough.
Any question in the world.
Enough pain with these cards. Ask me any question that your little heart... your little upper level siding heart desires.
I didn't write any down. I didn't come prepared. I just thought, you were going to ask me the questions and I was going to answer them boringly.
Any question at all. It can be anything about anything.
What do you enjoy about doing this show? What's your favorite part?
I like meeting new people. I like shooting the shit. I like promoting people and encouraging them to do things they love and wanna take on and try and do new things. And I like making people laugh.
Just your laugh alone makes me laugh.
Aw, thanks.
To laugh with you, not at you.
Not at the... because the OnlyFans face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's good. That's what I love. I love, just taking a break from the serious side of life. Because life can be a bitch, eh?
Whoa. Canada.
God. Canada. Like if life was a person, would you marry it?
Probably.
Well, you're just glutton for punishment.
I'm a man. Everything's easy for me.
Preferential treatment.
Kids are hungry. Why?
It's that male privilege.
Right? Sorry.
Oh, good Lord. Let's talk about how you can see a fast food place out your bathroom. Let's
KFC. KFC. And Fat Bastards Burrito.
Makes sense.
I can smell it too. Like it just, oh man.
Are you sure that's the restaurant?
Oh, it's 4 o'clock. When it's 4 o'clock, it's like, all right, we're getting chicken.
How often do you eat there?
Once in the past year. Actually, last week.
Really?
Yeah, Geno's didn't make my properly, so I left.
Fuck Geno's.
They put it back in the, I just heat it up just a little bit. Okay, no problem. Puts it in the oven, takes a phone call, it comes out of the oven, and then he throws it back in the oven. I'm like, that's not just a little bit. I'm like, I'm out of here. And I went and got a couple famous chicken burgers. Regretted every second of it.
Sounds like my cooking. I don't know if you saw my pizza post, but I don't think it was a pizza after I posted it.
Tastes like a pizza. I didn't see it.
There was a hole in it, Sean.
From what?
From the extra 100 degrees I turned it up on.
Is there something I don't know about you?
It's really hard to cook when you're on crack.
All right, well, okay. If there's a hole in it, I'm not running off to Mexico with you if there's a hole in it. Other reasons.
I let me tell you this. A man is not going to marry me for my cooking. Let me tell you that much.
Thank God for Skip the Dishes, right?
Right. Listen, I have many other fine qualities. I don't know what those are, but I'm sure I have a few.
OnlyFans.
Oh, fuck. Maybe I should start an OnlyFans. Maybe that, people keep asking. Maybe that's what the people want. Maybe I should just take pictures of my feet and put them. I mean, I got toes. I got toes like the rest of these bitches. You know?
I was about to take a picture of your stink face.
You could take that anytime. Isn't that a permanent look for me?
Well, not always, but that was a good one. You were frozen for a little while there, and it just kind of, it was a good one. This is an OnlyFans profile pic right there.
How much should I charge? What should be my monthly?
Probably free.
Free, yeah.
People aren't going to pay for that.
God, my hopes are set too high.
Eventually they might pay, but yeah, just keep it free.
The one time I had like a second of confidence, and thank you for bringing me back down to earth. Thank you for humbling me.
I mean, you may pass for the sexy school teacher vibe, but yeah, still free.
Just free, yeah. Or refunds even. I mean, ooh. I mean it's their time that they're spending with me, right? So right. I mean,
it's like when you go to Vegas, you can hand out your card to all the people walking by.
Yeah,
check out my OnlyFans. I'll pay you.
Yeah, it's like a reverse membership, is what you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I think I'll draw a pretty big crowd of that. So. Tell me a story.
Oh, you know exactly where this is going. All right, the greatest story of my entire life.
Yeah, like, please.
So we often go to Florida. And when my kids were born, my son was born. We went down to Florida. It was somewhere in between Miami and Fort Lauderdale. So our friends visit us for the week while we were down there, because we were there for 7 weeks. And I knew there was a nude beach close by. And my wife knew. That's why she probably. But me and my buddy, we went for a walk with my son. He was 6 months old at the time.
Your buddy. When you say buddy, how close are we talking about here? Are we talking like
I've sat next to him in the change room, showered next to him, kind of buddy? Like, you know.
Like we're like platonic buddies, or we're like there's kind of a little bit of a love romantic interest there, or
No, he's not my type, but he's, you know,
he'll do. Yeah.
He'll do. Okay. I mean, he would have if that had to. But anyway, yeah, we went for a walk. With my son, and we walked down this beach, and I was like, how far am I gonna have to walk to see this nude beach? Well, I thought it was a lot further, so I was like, well, let's just walk down this way. And yeah, we walked down this beach and we're like, oh crap, we found it. So I was like, well, let's walk it, obviously, see what happens. It was a nice beach, mind you. They had, you know, really
sand and stuff.
Really good sand. And and we got a freebie. It was
there like water there too, or
there was a bit of water.
Yeah.
There was
a bit. Cool.
So
I love a beach with water.
So we got to the end and I was like, you know what? I can't be on this beach and not be naked. I'm like, he's seen me naked in a shower before. What's the difference to him? He wouldn't do it with me. But I did. I was like, here, hold my son, which was wearing his shirt.
Is that what you call it? Your son?
our son. So, yeah, anyway, I got her down. I went naked and I walked down this beach. Well, you know, not hand in hand, just, you know.
Yeah, just, you don't want to, yeah.
Elbows reach. But yeah, we walked down the beach together and we got to a certain point and we're to a point where we were like, why is everybody staring at us? And we figured out that we were at the gay part of the beach and we were two guys with a 6 month old, one of us naked. And
that'll do it.
We were the attraction there. They enjoyed our, well, they thought probably we were together, but you know, I may have in the future would have, but so a couple guys walk up and how long have you been together and that kind of stuff. And we're like, do we go along with this? Like, he's a fun guy. We
yeah, you do.
But we didn't. We played it. No, my wife's down there, and we were just happened to walk by and
naked with a child.
And
yeah,
with a child in his t-shirt. I was carrying him.
Probably a little inappropriate, but
very. He won't remember. He was sleeping and 6 months old. What is he going to remember? But it was a good time. It was funny.
I'm sure.
You had to be there.
You had to be there. Just one of those times you had to be there. Naked on a beach where there's sand and water.
Yes, lots of sand and water.
Yeah. And so how was the story relayed when you got back to the wives?
One of the wives didn't care.
Yeah.
I.e. mine. Okay,
yeah, great.
The other one was
I love a wife who's like down with the joke and like easygoing and like doesn't care. Those are the best kind of like wives, and those are the best kind of like friends for guys that have friends that are girls, namely me. the chill wives.
She's very chill.
Those are super dope. Love those ladies. Very
chill. Okay. Yeah. She's good. She puts up with
a lot. You? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not a lot down there, just a lot of me.
Just a lot of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, that fucking yellow on the side of your hat, which is
very yellow.
Yeah.
It looks yellower now that I've moved my light.
Yellower
and my beard, she puts up with that. It went okay. We went for it was a long walk. It was long, so we were gone for a while.
And there was no speculation of anything further than imagine if you did drink alcohol, how that would drastically change many of the experiences and stories of your life? Like,
I get that a lot.
In probably not very good ways.
I'd probably be an angry drunk. I would think I would switch, right? I'm happy go lucky, then I would probably just drink and punch walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, definitely.
You can't get addicted to something you don't try. So if I don't try it, then.
Very true.
I'm good, right? And all my stories would all end up with me in jail. So they don't for now.
For now. What do you got going on for the rest of the Sunday?
The rest of the Sunday, pizza. Pizza's Sunday.
But not from Gino's.
Not from Gino's.
Because Gino's blows chunks.
I like Gino sometimes, just not that day. It was just you know, it was the last pizza there too, and I was already like, it's probably dry as shit, and you put it in the oven twice, like
it's a twice baked pie.
Yeah. Like, how much hot sauce do I have to put on this to make it taste good?
Oh, good Lord.
Just that. Probably pizza and a movie.
Pizza, you know, and a dad, movie.
Dad life. Yeah. Dad life.
Yeah. And trying to get me a date.
I'm trying.
Because that's one of your, you know, tasks that you've so kindly and boldly taken on. Because I'm shy.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is a shocker to you.
It was one shocker for sure, because there's no way. But you know, when a cute boy comes around, I guess.
Like, oh, hi.
Probably why it makes it so easy to talk to you. I mean, no.
I've been out of the game for a fucking long time. It's been a while. I'm just, you know.
Nothing wrong with going down to McDonald's, getting some French fries, you know?
No, but we tried that.
you just got to try a little harder.
So your number one candidate, we won't mention names or who it was, but your number one candidate, it was an epic fail, to say the least.
Did he write back?
No. I don't even think he opened the message.
He didn't even leave you on read, at least. That's kind of nice.
Well, I would understand if he had at least left me on read. I'd be like, okay. I mean, you know, it's understandable. I'm a dick. No problem. Hasn't even opened the message. So,
yeah. I'm sorry. I thought that was the winner for sure.
Epic fail. Not on your part, just mostly on mine. I'm not that good looking. So.
Well, you said it.
Humor is all I have, Sean. Okay.
And I lie.
Exactly.
I will attempt man number two. And we will see what comes from that one. What? He doesn't have a job, and I'm pretty sure I see him on the corner the other day begging. So
so he's ready to live with someone then.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically. Okay, that's great.
He just needs a living roommate.
Love it. I mean, companion number one right here. You know.
Right, you could bathe him and cook him really bad pizza, and he'd still be happy.
He would still be appreciative. Yeah, very true.
Exactly. So it's a perfect match.
Love that.
I'll make it. You might need to buy him a phone.
A what?
A phone.
A phone. Well, yeah. Well, if he's living here, I mean, we'll just talk all the time. You won't need a phone.
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect. Exactly.
So, but clothes, maybe, probably clothes.
You have to leave the house.
You have no sound.
I have no sound?
Oh, there you are.
Did I move in the wrong direction?
Well, you keep touching shit.
I'm fidgety. I can't stop moving. Sitting in one spot. Like, if we could do this on a walk, I'd be okay, I think.
If you were to go to the Oscars, what would be your go-to outfit? And like, it can include that t-shirt.
That would be the go-to. I'm traveling. It's my traveling shirt. It would probably be... the orange tuxedo from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, fuck. I love that.
Hands down.
I love it. Love it. My ex and I said that if we ever got married, that's what we would wear to our wedding. We would each come and, like, I would wear the blue and he would wear the orange, vice versa. Yeah.
You just won me over. I'm going for a divorce now. My wife wouldn't let me do it. I had to wear a stupid black suit. I wanted the orange one.
Funnily enough, we are very similar. We're probably, like, related in another life, or maybe we were even lovers in another life. Kismet? a little too
common, because that was literally my dream. That orange suit at my wedding was my dream.
Love it.
Our wedding. So now I guess, now once I get that divorce, it'll happen in Mexico.
What are we going to do with those pesky kids of yours, though? That's going to be like, I mean, getting rid of the wife is one thing, but the kids, do you like them that much?
I like them a bit, yeah.
All right. I mean,
you know, they'll be okay.
They can stay in their room, though, right? Like, they'll be okay if we just put them in the back of the house?
Tablets. Oh, yeah. Tablets. Here you go. Any kid now, tablet. Go hang out.
Sweet.
We're good.
we definitely have to have owls at the wedding, though, for sure, and those kids, because we got to do the whole, like...
Good set of Hooters.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Out of the cage, though.
Out of the cage, yeah. Put us down for four plates.
Free the Hooters!
Love it. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Mm-hmm. The Sandlot, probably.
What?
Yeah, no. Really? Tell me if there was... Yeah, that's my one growing up.
Of all time, that's your favorite movie?
Probably, yeah.
Wow. Would not have, wouldn't have picked that one for you.
Well, I'm not going to pick porn. Debbie Does Dallas? Is that the expected answer?
No, but we won't go there. Anyways.
All right. What do you see as my favorite movie?
I would have thought you were going to say something like along the lines of a Step Brother or something like that. Like definitely a Dumb and Dumber, an Ace Ventura. I definitely pegged you for a stepbrother, kind of. Yeah.
those are close seconds, I guess. But no, The Sandlot was my... I got home from school and I watched The Sandlot.
Oh.
It was my movie.
Did you play a lot of ball when you were a kid?
No. I played with balls, but not...
but not your own.
No. Just my own.
On a beach somewhere.
Yeah. With friends.
Platonic friends.
Yes.
In the sand.
We just wanted to see what happened.
Those are fuzzy.
Ooh, smooth.
Ooh. Do you shave your balls?
Always.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Have you ever gotten them waxed? Because I can't believe guys do this.
No, I couldn't even wax like my arm. I'm not good with pain at all.
Oh my God.
I do use Nair though.
Oh, you shave and then Nair or Nair?
Not
and then
on
shave?
My balls. Just like when I know I'm going to like a music festival or a NASCAR, I do the Nair on my butthole.
at a concert, you'll nair for a concert. Yeah,
well, because I'm there for a couple days at a, you know, when you want easy cleanup.
Yeah, true, very true. Like, yeah,
you're at, so just get some nair down there.
Nair,
clean
nair.
Her up, clean it up.
Now, do you nair and then shave, or shave and then nair? Do you double team it, or do you just do one?
Just nair.
Just nair.
Yeah, hold it on for 4 minutes and wipe it off in the shower.
Surefire way to be clean.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you don't get the itch when it grows back. Like, it just, it's win-win.
But you fart differently when you have no hair.
It usually like travels up your butt cheeks. Depending on what you're wearing, it goes up your back a little bit. It makes it more fun.
Yeah, it's louder. It's louder for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. It's good for parties.
Try it out one day. You might like it. I bet you're hairy down there too.
So my dream in the, like, my biggest dream in this whole world is to get laser hair removal.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Everywhere except my the top of my head and my eyebrows. Everything else can go. Because I don't know if
my wife's armpits.
Oh, how does she love it?
She loves it. I mean, it's been a while and she's Italian, so it's growing back a bit, but you know, the odd one. But yeah, she loves
the odd Pikachu. Yeah.
Just gonna get to pull this one,
tweeze it out. Yeah. And so it does last though, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh wow, I should definitely do that. Definitely do
worth
that.
It.
Yeah,
I think it probably hurt, but she's a tough one.
Well, I've had to I've tried to remove this. I have this tattoo on my hand, and I tried to go for the laser. A friend of mine was starting her business and she got one of the laser remover thingies, and she wanted to test it out. So of course you know, when you want to test things out, you could call me. So, I wouldn't say painful, but it doesn't tickle. I'll tell you that much.
It looks painful from the videos.
The tattoo did not hurt at all. The tattoo removal, laser remover thingy, it snaps like it's like someone like snapping a rubber band on you constantly in the same place,
like whipping a towel.
Yeah, no, a towel is quite soft, but like a rubber band, like a leather whip. Ooh. yeah but not in a good way.
not in a good way. Well, it depends on what you like, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's true. But if anyone's thinking of getting a tattoo, I would first go and experience the feeling of the tattoo laser remover. Wait, laser. I don't know what you call it.
You have a tattoo removed if you don't have one.
Well, you just go and try it out, the feeling of it.
Oh yeah. Go put this on your skin for fun. Just take off my skin for me. Here, hold on. Let me draw this a magic marker. Sir, that's marker. No, it's a tattoo.
I did it myself.
Not with a marker.
It's not washable Crayola.
Sure, that the marker's in your pocket. I can see it. No, it's not.
No, you can't. No, it's not there.
Yeah, I used to love getting tattoos. Now they just hurt. I'm old and a crybaby.
Well, I think that happens when you get younger. Things hurt and you grow hair everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
I have a hairy panther on my back now. He wasn't hairy before. I have a gun tattooed on my waist. It was like a standard six shooter rifle. Now it looks like a shotgun.
Do you hunt? Speaking of shotguns,
I am in the process of. I got my hunting license recently. I got my gun license recently, so I can go and hang out with Baxter finally and see what this whole hunting thing is, as he calls it. He said to bring lube. I don't know why, but
it's awkward. So you should hook up with the Widowmaker boys too. They go hunting a lot of the times. They don't really shoot stuff because they don't really but I'll let them tell you about that. But
does anybody actually ever get anything?
I'm joking. They're very experienced hunters. And
they have a great tent.
Yeah. No, I think they got a couple of bears last season. I always make fun of them for the moose hunting, but anyways, because they haven't shot one.
6 years in.
This is gonna be our year. Oh.
We got this. I have a buddy that's been hunting deer for the past, say, probably 5-6 years, same thing, and he's never got one. So it's gonna suck when I go up my first time and get one on the first day. He's gonna be mad. He's gonna be very mad.
Beginner's luck. Yeah,
he won't take me with him ever again.
You should probably have a poker game right after.
No. Yeah. Go to the casino, play some roulette.
Just really rub it in his face. Oh my god, did you see how much I won?
Hey, how much did you get?
Oh my god, I have to pin this check right next to those antlers.
I'll just send him a selfie a day, you know. I'll take 300 selfies right there, and every day will be a different one of me and that deer.
At the gas station.
On the hood, which is illegal. You're not allowed.
Oh fuck. Craft dinner, a fan or not a fan?
All day. Oh yeah.
Do you add things to it? Do you put like hot dogs in it, or do you put like hot dogs? Broccoli?
What? Who puts trees in their craft dinner? Ranch in it and ketchup.
Ranch. Oh my god.
Yeah, it tastes good when you get. Oh yeah, try it. You like it.
No, I'm vegan, so I don't.
Ranch?
Ranch? Yeah. Ranch. It's got cream in it, milk.
Get the creamless stuff.
I don't do creamless stuff.
You do a lot of cream, so that doesn't make any sense. Again.
Relax. It's just a joke, people.
I do a lot of weird stuff. I like making like a buffalo chicken Kraft dinner. Yeah, like I got a Frank's powder. That's really good.
Oh, the hot sauce stuff.
It's the powder though. It's like a buffalo ranch. Sorry, buffalo powder. And we get I gotta get from the States. I can't find it here in Canada. Like anything.
I know it's crazy. We are getting less and less stuff at the, like every time I go to the store, they're out of everything.
Oh yeah, they get all the fun stuff over there.
Crazy. You know what the thing with ranch is, like the consistency of it and the color and it's just not appealing as like a product to eat.
What about blue cheese?
It doesn't. Well, yes, that's more appealing. And they do have vegan blue cheese by Raw Mother or Earth Mother or something like that, which is really, really Raw nice. Again with the porn, Sean.
Ding, every time.
And that one's good, but I don't know, the ranch, it's just the I don't know.
I'm a ranch person, but now I should say now I'm a blue cheese person. I buy it by the 4 liters.
Who needs 4 liters of blue cheese?
This guy. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I go to the wholesale club, select brand blue cheese.
What are you doing with it? What are you putting it on? That's a lot of blue. I'm concerned for your arteries.
No, they're not gonna last very long. That's my weakness. I don't drink, so I gotta kill it with blue cheese. Drink it by the cup. We make a lot of nachos. Just
fill your Yeti in the morning with blue cheese.
Exactly. Yeah, who needs coffee? I got blue cheese.
Oh, dynamite.
So I put it on every steak subs. We make a lot of buffalo chicken nachos. And then we make Big Mac nachos as well.
Big Mac nachos.
Oh yeah.
That sounds good.
It is delicious. It is bad. You don't feel good the next day.
what is your ultimate favorite meal? Healthy meal and cheat meal, like bad meal.
Well, considering I don't actually have a cheat meal because I just eat whatever.
And you don't gain a pound. Fuck you, Sean.
Well, I do. I'm about 240 now, so I'm getting up there. I'm down 10 pounds, but
yay, good for you.
I like I said, my rifle used to be a nice rifle. But it's not anymore.
Now it's a penny.
Nachos are definitely my weakness.
Ooh.
And pizza. Pizza and wings are my go.
It's crazy we're so similar.
So I would take it you like pizza.
I love pizza, but nachos is probably my favorite too. Yeah, nachos is my favorite. And I make really good, this is one thing I can make actually. I make really good vegan nachos. And instead of ground beef, I'll use like lentils for the what's that? You don't know what lentils
like
are?
Like a wood lentil, like under a fireplace?
No, not a mantle, lentils.
The thing at church.
Not a pew, lentils. The beans, the legumes, if you will.
Okay. I've never had a lentil before.
You've never had a lentil?
I've not.
I'm sure you've had and not known. Have you ever had dal? Indian food? You've never had Indian food?
I stick to my three main food groups. Chicken, steak, and pizza.
Oh my and gosh. Nachos. Okay, well, next time I come out to your house for dinner, because your wife is amazing, I'll bring you guys nachos. Oh,
she's supposed to be here?
Whoops. I'll bring the vegan nachos and you'll love them.
I will love them. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it's food.
I'll pick off the lentil, but.
It's so good. It's so good. Best vegan nachos ever around.
I do. I have a weakness for nachos. It's bad.
Are you excited for summer?
Obviously. I would move to Florida in a heartbeat if I could for all year round, no snow.
That's where I'm going.
What? Without me? Wow, thanks for the
invite. You'll be on the beach. You'll be on the beach.
I'll be walking it. What do you do with a baby? That's me.
The wrong side of it, but whatever.
When are you going to Florida?
Well, I'll tell you later the whole plan, but yeah, that's the plan, just to go there. It's really sunny today too. Look, I'll show you a sneak peek of the sun. Here we go.
Don't have that.
Because normally we film, okay, too bright, vampire. we film the show usually in the evenings to accommodate, you know, people's schedules and stuff, because people have a life and whatever. But today is Sunday.
It's normally NASCAR Sunday, but it was last night, so you're lucky.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much.
I was able to come and wreck your groove, ruin your moment of awesomeness.
Thank you for indulging my ridiculousness and being on the show. I love it.
Enjoy your worst show ever.
Not the worst show ever. I haven't had a worst show ever. Every show's been different, which I love. And because it's a new co-host every week. It's a new guest, new co-host every week. I have a few repeaters in there, which I also love.
I know you will lose my number after this one, but it's nice to
pretty
know.
Fast. Yeah, pretty fast.
Hey, remember that nacho offer? Yeah, that was just me being nice.
Yeah, that was just for film.
What's the most amount of co-hosts you've had at one time?
I think three. Mm. Yeah, I think three. There was a drop-in. I did a drop-in episode once, and there was... we had the Widowmaker boys and Rodney dropped in. And then another time it was Zach and Justin Nunley from TikTok, who just won an award, by the way, on the cheer awards in Vegas.
Oh,
so, I don't know.
What's a cheer award?
I guess just for cheering people up.
I should get one of those awards. Pretty
good, yeah? You should. Why don't you start putting fucking broccoli in your craft dinner and maybe your life will improve.
I do like broccoli, just maybe if I put some ranch on it.
The consuming of the white thick.
Right up your alley. I'm just saying. Well,
it was one time in college, Sean.
And then again after that.
He said he wasn't going to do it.
You were supposed to warn me.
What do you got in the back there? I see a recliner.
That is, can you see the wood one? My mother rocked me on this wood one as a baby.
Is that where she dropped you?
That's where she dropped me multiple times. Multiple. I'm a middle child, remember? So,
oh wow,
for very little. And then this is the other one is where my son was dropped, by my wife and me. Yeah, this is my attic. This is my space. This is
nice. Looks like a makeshift bed up there. So you get in trouble a lot, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, it looks cozy. I mean, it's probably. Yeah.
It was supposed to be a reading area, but nobody reads. So.
Yeah, that's Who needs that? It's probably a good second home for that living boyfriend you're trying to hook me up with.
You never know, right? You have to walk through our bedroom to get up to it, but just blinders. Poor luck. Whatever or flows your boat.
Stick around, you know, see what happens.
Hang out. Just don't walk up the stairs. whatever works. But yeah, no, this was a nice little addition to the house. It's a 2.5-story house, right? So there was nothing up here with some stairs. So just painted it orange. And
thank God there were stairs getting up to that second
floor. Oh my God. It was so hard.
You know what I hate in life is a 2-story house with no stairs. It's like it's my pet peeve.
I hate stairs, so I probably like it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you just,
I'm a cider. I like ladders. It's just saying. Me and ladders go hand in hand. I can slide down ladder. It was a nice added area. What's cool about it is if I leave a light on up here and it's dark outside, it kind of looks like the attic's on fire.
Oh,
it is very bright orange.
Interesting.
So the one needed. Do you have a fire? No, just how bright my attic is.
Just living the dream.
Yeah.
Attic life.
Really orange. Really, really orange.
So. Tell people where they can find you and all your shenanigans.
Given my house. I like stalkers now, but I don't want to tell them where I live.
Okay, well, leave the address out of it then. Just tell them your social media stuff.
Social media. The Bearded Cider is pretty much TikTok and Instagram. Upper Level Home Renovations is my Facebook, which I don't really use
so fast.
I'm 10 years in. I've got it down.
Do you ever consider changing it? Just
no,
for me.
No. Definitely not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Perfect. Yep. Nope. I'm used to
for
it.
You, I will just say Upper Level.
Okay. Even that's a mouthful.
For some.
Yeah.
2 inches is a mouthful for you.
Oh my God. Ridiculous.
And we'll cut that out.
Listen, it's been a while. I don't even know if I know what one looks like, to be honest with you.
It probably looks like, you know, a hot dog. Cucumber.
Yeah, hopefully. Bearded Cider on Instagram, Bearded Cider on TikTok. Follow them both. If you don't follow them, don't talk to me.
my videos are funnier than I am talking in person, I promise.
No, this was a great show. But your videos are hilarious. They make me laugh. I crack up every time I see one. Even the ones that you're like, you pretend to be exhausted in. The one that you're lying on the roof and you're like, you ever lose a nail on a roof and it's the end of the day and you just like don't want to move?
I have literally wanted to nap in that position sometimes. It was like 6 o'clock that night. I was like, all right, I got one screw. I lay down and like, if you close your eyes, you're out. Done skis
for sure.
Well,
yeah,
you never know. Just, you know, no one's gonna find you up there, so you know.
So it's a great place to hide a body, is what you're saying?
Not to hide a body, but to take a nap.
Okay. I wouldn't think of it that way, but I'm just, because you said it, I was just like wondering.
Well, there's a lot better ways to hide a body. I'm just
thinking. Oh, well, okay. So that's great.
Concrete. Always go for the concrete.
Always go for the concrete. Hashtag off a lifestyle. Oh, God. Okay. So on our bucket list, get rid of the wife and the kids. Well, we're keeping the kids, right? So just the wife we're getting rid of.
Well, that's debatable.
Okay. So
we'll think about it.
She might stick around. She might not.
The kids, anyway.
Oh, the kids. Okay. The kids. We're moving to Florida. We're not changing the business name of Upper Level Home Renovations.
No, unfortunately.
Okay. So. We're keeping the Pink Flamingo logo. I love it.
Yes. That one.
Yeah, definitely love it. And nachos for the win.
Nachos.
I love it.
And or like covered French fries, like just cover them with whatever. We could do that too. Change it up a little.
But not ranch.
Not ranch, no. Blue cheese.
Okay, sounds good. Go.
Raw mother blue cheese.
Oh, can we wear the tuxedos while we eat it?
We definitely can.
Sweet.
Oh, yes. I might have a few flamingo shirts to toss in there as well.
Love it. Love it. Do you have anything to promote? Speaking of flamingo shirts, do you have anything to promote?
No. No.
You got to get on that merch stuff.
I got stickers. That's it. Just
stickers is not merch. Stickers is sticker swaps.
I'm thinking about like, I love sticker swaps. It's my favorite. I'm thinking about maybe doing some shirts eventually, but
yeah,
we'll see how the stickers go first and if people like it. I want to do like the maybe something like a flamingo shirt with like my logo on the front and then on the back play off the BS of the bearded cider.
Mm-hmm.
Take your BS somewhere else or something, you know.
I love it.
But, we'll see how it goes.
I still say boxers. I think those would be a hit.
I can do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Just for you,
one pair. Oh, I definitely want a pair. That's all I wear at home is sweats. So I can definitely switch it up and wear a pair of boxers.
A pair of jogging pants with a bearded cider on the butt.
Ooh, I love it. Love it. Sean, thanks for being on the show with me today and shooting the shit with me and just participating in just general fuckery, to be honest.
It was very general.
And let me just tell you how much I appreciate you and your friendship and you're always taking digs at me, and that's totally fine.
I'm really good at it. Thank you.
You're super.
If you want to get made fun of, follow me, because I will do that all day long.
Super, super good at it. I like to think I give a little back too.
I mean, yeah, a little. They're not very good, but you try.
Yeah. Okay. So, thanks again for being on the show. Appreciate you. Love you loads, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Okay, this show probably is not going to air, but thank you for
at least. I really didn't expect it to, and I warned you that it probably wouldn't, so yeah. I'm okay.
Okay, perfect. But
the world will miss my chair. Chair. Why is everything backwards? Chair.
It's not. Oh, is it? Oh, you're on mirror image on your.
I point this way and I'm looking the other way. I'm like, why is this doing this?
It was a task for you to even just get the Zoom up and running, so I appreciate it.
My wife came home.
My wife.
To tell me how to do it, and I had figured it out.
Yeah.
Because my 6-year-old helped me. 7-year-old, 77.
Okay, so we will keep the kids because they're helpful then.
When it comes to technology, yes, okay. Exactly. Yeah, they helped me.
Excellent. All right, stop bothering me.
Will do. Sorry. Actually, it won't happen. That won't happen.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.